Next item on the agenda is Blue Crab, number 19, request for public hearing in October 2008. Mr. Travelstead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me start right up front by saying that the staff recommendation that you see attached to this evaluation has changed as a result of some serious budgetary considerations. And so let me start by giving you the new staff recommendation, and perhaps that'll prevent me from having to go through the lengthy descriptions of what we were going to ask you to do. Initially, the plan was that the costs of a crab pot tagging program would be borne by industry members during the first year of that program that would start in 2009. And then we were hopeful that from that point on, the General Assembly would fund the entire program, relieving the industry of that responsibility. There clearly are some benefits that would accrue to industry as a result of a crab pot tagging program and an associated effort program, not the least of which is the potential to get away from things like early season closures, which severely hamper the industry and have been widely opposed. With a crab pot tagging program and an effort program, you allow for changes in pot levels to address conservation needs as opposed to things like seasonal closures. But unfortunately, we have learned, well, first, industry, based on comments at the Crab Management Advisory Committee, is widely opposed to bearing the cost of a crab pot tagging program, even for 1 year. More recently, it has come to the attention of the commissioner and I that the likelihood that the General Assembly and the governor's budget package would be able to support the cost of a crab pot tagging program are virtually non-existent. And so staff would support 1 year of the industry supporting a crab pot tagging program, we could not support going beyond that. And so now it appears that the General Assembly will, given the state of the state's budget, would not be able to come up with the money for year two. And so we're asking, and this is the new stack recommendation, that you forego advertising the crab pot tagging program and the effort transfer program that's based on crab pot tagging at this time. We want to continue to work with the advisory committee to tweak these programs so that when funding is available, we can come back to you. We think we have a very good basis in the documents that we've provided to you thus far. Some minor tweaking has been suggested by the advisory committee, and we want to take the time to look at those and may modify this package between now and October. Latent effort, which is the third part of the package, is not dependent on crab pot tagging, and it is a critical element of the plan. And we continue our discussions with the advisory committee on how to control latent effort. And potentially could come back to you as early as the October meeting asking that you proceed with some regulations dealing solely with latent effort. There is also the issue of the use of agents in the fishery. We'll continue to discuss that item with the advisory committee and may simply continue with the status quo. There was also some discussion last night about a potential moratorium on transfers in the crab fishery until such time as we're able to work out and pay for a tagging program and an effort transfer program. So bottom line is we're not asking that you proceed with hearings today. We'll be back to you in October to let you know what modifications the advisory committee wishes to make and whether or not they want to proceed with anything dealing with agents or moratoriums on transfers or latent effort controls. Answer any questions.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a comment. Like Jack suggested, the issues of agency and transfers, which are significant issues, while they're separate from the latent effort issue, they would have been addressed comprehensively through an effort control and tagging system. So we are going to have to break those things out individually now as a commission and reevaluate them. The CRAB committee is scheduled to meet again on October 13th, so we'll be taking up the issue of latent effort, and also we'll discuss transfers, and hopefully we can come back with a recommendation prior to the end of this calendar year so that we'll have the regulations on those issues in place prior to the beginning of the 2009 season.
Thank you, Mr. Robbins.